So on this Resurrection Sunday, we have a lot of things to be thankful for. We have a lot of things that we need to do. We have a lot of things that help us to present the gospel to people. I was telling Tina and Travis a couple weeks ago that I was hoping I could be a hellfire and brimstone preacher. Always thought maybe I could. Always thought maybe I wanted to. And there's nothing wrong with that. But that's not what brought me to the Lord. I recognize that there is such a thing as hell, and I recognize all that. But my father-in-law told me a long time ago, he says, you know, if you try to convince somebody against their will, they'll be in the same opinion still. So if you browbeat people to come to the altar with that kind of thing, make them make a commitment, they might leave the church and go back to where they were. But it's a personal thing. The sweet, gentle spirit of the living God that you Christ. He wants us to be part of the kingdom, but if you notice, he never forces his love. He wants you to love him, and he'll never force his love upon you. He wants you to come and to be a part of his kingdom on your own. But along the way, we have to make some decisions. This stuff is not easy. But then, you know, we fall from grace too. So just keep on encouraging one another. And just let family, because that's the best place to evangelize, is your own family, in your own household, your own home. And sometimes, you know, that's all we got to do. They watch us, especially children. Children watch us in the house. And we don't have to browbeat them either, but they watch. Is that thing they know? Daddy, mommy, really good to church. They really look at all that stuff. And then if their life exempts that fact that they are living the life that God has given them to live, not perfect, none of us are perfect. They crucified the one who was perfect. So we need to really think about that. We need to think about the church, the body of Christ, people. We love people, and people should love us. So with that, Travis?
Pastor, can we sing this song just real quick? I feel like the Spirit of the Lord is here this morning. Surely